I deem too good to be true is just a bore. Everything I have to look forward to has a pretty painful and very imposing before. Two cards, just 'cause I play so far from my best. Whatever I've got no reason to guard. What could I do but spend my best? Oh, Sailor, why'd you do it? What you do that for? Saying there's nothing to it, letting it go by the boards. Oh, Sailor, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Saying there's nothing to it.
Unfortunately, we've overstayed our welcome a little bit, but
there's no one coming. So.
We're here and we're happy, and we have Fiona, and everything's good.
Seriously.
But unfortunately, we have one more song for you after this, which is You'll Understand When It
Heck
Plays.
Yeah.
If you've been listening, you'll know a thing about us.
Well, wait, can I tell an anecdote?
Please do.
Okay, so I put this song on the playlist, the next song, by Hozier. Because, well, I'll just say, can I just say what it is?
Please.
Spoiler alert.
Fine,
it will come back by Hozier. And we both love the song. Mm-hmm. We both love Hozier, obviously. And this summer, we both saw Hozier in concert on different days. And I was working at Tufts. Shout out Tufts. Love Tufts.
Roll those.
And so me and Sophie, we barely saw each other because you were in Martha's Vineyard. But we saw each other for like 30 seconds. It was so hot.
That was really beautiful.
Yeah, you came and literally met up with
outside
me on the sidewalk.
Elliot Pearson,
outside
on the sidewalk.
Of Elliot Pearson, where I was working. Shout out. And we talked for like a minute, and you had just seen Hozier, and I was like, oh my God, Sophie, what did he play? And you were like, he played It Will Come Back, and it was the best thing ever, because this is like kind of a Hozier deep cut as far as Hozier goes.
It's so good.
And I was like so happy. I was like, I pray he plays It Will Come Back. I will go insane. And he did play It Will Come Back. I went absolutely feral, and literally like no one knew it, and only me and the girl next to me were like freaking out, and it was really funny. But when I think of the song, I think of that time we talked for like 1 minute on the sidewalk, and it was like the only time we saw each other.
It was the only time I saw you like all summer.
Yeah.
But it was really beautiful, and it was just what I needed.
Yes.
And I played this song when Dee Dee and I did the episode about songs with really good lyrics. Obviously, every Hozier song has great lyrics, but this song I love because he like changes the pronouns.
So true.
Like, and that, like, you just listen now, friends, and take your own interpretation of that and let me know what you think. But this is, like, to close off, Alice, Hozier, it's just exactly what I needed today.
Exactly. Best day ever.
So if you guys just accidentally turned this on today, I hope you know how special these 2 hours were for us.
Seriously, this is the best day of my life. Thank
you, Sophie.
We've
been waiting for this moment, and I mean, I didn't even know we needed it, and we absolutely needed it, and it was perfect.
Made my whole life.
So hopefully Alice will be back at some time. I will actually be back tomorrow with a different special guest. So if you want more Dear Friends, I'll be back, I believe, at 9 p.m. tomorrow. And hopefully Alice and I will be back next year after I get back from being abroad. But if not, you guys heard something really special. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Alice, for coming.
Thank you, Sophie, for having me.
This was just... it was perfect. I have nothing else to say. It was perfect.
Yeah. The most perfect experience ever.
The most perfect experience ever. And we'll leave you guys to listen to Hozier and to ponder what that mystery question we couldn't think of was.
So true.
Yeah. So with that, this was Dear Friends on WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. We hope you enjoyed. Enjoy Hozier. And say it with me, Alice.
Bye, friends.
From the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Over the mountain, down in the valley, lives a former talk show host. Everybody knows his name. He said there's no doubt about it, it was a myth of fingerprints. I've seen them all, and man, they're all the same. Well, the sun gets weary and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on the black pit town. Now somebody says, what's a better thing to do? Well, it's not just me and it's not just you, this is all around the world. Out in the Indian Ocean somewhere, there's a former army post, abandoned now just like the war. And there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's what that old army post was for. Well, the sun gets bloody and the sun goes down, ever since the watermelon, and the lights come up on the black pit town. Somebody said, what's a better thing to do? Well, it's not just me and it's not just you, this is all around the world. Over the mountain, down in the valley, lives the former talk show host. Far and wide his name was known. He said there's no doubt about it, it was the myth of fingerprints. That's why we must learn to live alone.
101.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
I wake up.
Just happen.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly. And the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared too. Prepared for disaster.
Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.
presto, obrigado, tanto mucho, que venite in casa.
floor. My heart is racing, but I'm quiet. And the spirits are walking through your door.
Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Whatever you find.
famous for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Down in Mississippi where the sun beats down from the sky. They give it up and they give it up and they give it up, but they never